From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, July 22, 2014. Audrey Matta is reporting in the Daily Mail. Caro-Durham Central School District Superintendent Mary Fassett was relieved of her duties as of Friday, July 18th. No formal statement has yet been released by the district or the Board of Education. A comment posted on Facebook Sunday, July 20th indicated Fassett was escorted out of the central office Friday. A call to the district office Monday, July 21st was returned by Caro-Durham High School principal Anthony Tyabe, who confirmed he has been named acting superintendent. Information on the details of Fassett's sudden departure were not forthcoming. The board is expected to take further action at its August 5th meeting, Tyabe said. A former superintendent of the Downsville Central School District, Fassett assumed the top spot at Caro-Durham in December 2012. Last month, the board extended her contract for an additional year, until June 30, 2017. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Joe Gentile is reporting in the Register Star, Columbia County could lose the Eat Smart New York Nutrition Education Program, a $5 billion reduction in the Federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program has limited the county's ability to participate in the program. Community Health and Wellness Team Coordinator Becky Palmatier called the loss a blow to the county. Eat Smart New York helps sponsor classes and events on how SNAP recipients can still eat nutritiously as part of the former food stamps program. The SNAP program is administered by Cornell Cooperative Extension of Columbia and Greene Counties. Cornell Cooperative is now exploring other funding options for the program, possibly through the Galvin or Dyson Foundations. Read the full story in the Register Star. Brian Nearing is reporting in the Times Union the U.S. Environmental Agency is revamping its $2.5 million water treatment system at the toxic Dewey Lofel landfill. The upgrade will remove an additional type of pollution not addressed when the system first began running last winter. The system will now remove a stabilizer and solvent that is also a component of some cosmetics, detergents, and shampoos. The upgraded system is scheduled to be in place by November. In a statement, the EPA said the water treatment rate at the facility will be reduced while the additional equipment is installed. Afterward, the treatment rate will be increased and water will be sampled at least 3 times before any discharge into the Valachic Hill is approved. The system is meant to cleanse toxins seeping through water beneath the 16-acre unlined dump, which contains about 46,000 tons of PCBs, solvents, and other toxic chemicals. Dewey Lofel operated from 1952 to 1970 when it was closed by a court order. Read the full story in the Times Union. Looking at the local weather forecast, today there is a slight chance of showers afternoon, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 88. The chance of precipitation is 20%. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low around 67. Wednesday there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 11 a.m., mostly sunny with a high near 89. Wednesday night, showers and thunderstorms likely before midnight, then a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 68. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 79. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 57. And Friday, sunny with a high near 83. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 59. Sunrise today was at 5:39 a.m. and sunset today is at 8:24 p.m. with the length of the day being 14 hours and 45 minutes. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, July 22, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.